Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:06. We're going to top out today at 30. Got a chance of snow later on, 9 right now. It is chilly out there. We don't have a wind chill, luckily. How bad would it suck right now if the wind was blowing?
Burr.
yeah. It's 13 below Celsius for those of you from Canada.
Eh?
Do they do Celsius?
I don't know.
In kilometers per hour?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I kind of tricked my wife with our old car. It had a button where you could switch it between, you know how a lot of cars will have like the miles per hour in the big numbers and then kilometers per hour in the smaller numbers on the inside?
Right.
Well, ours didn't have that. It had a button that would automatically do the math and it would move the speedometer. So it went from, I don't know, whatever it was, I was going 75, 80 on the interstate and I pushed the button. And so I don't remember what the number was, but it was, the speedometer was almost buried. It was way high, you know, in the hundreds, 120, I don't know what it was.
But you were only going 75,
but I was, I was 75, 80, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's like, wow, does it seem like we're going this fast? She's like, are you really going that fast? And then it took her about 2 seconds and then she figured it out. Oh, you hit that button. Anyway. It was kind of fun to mess
That's
with
funny.
With, but anyway. Okay, so Instagram has gotten people really wound up.
Oh my goodness.
They changed their terms of service on Monday and basically said if you use their service, they can use your name and all your photos and ads and sell your photos without giving you anything. Obviously, people freaked out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a Facebook redesigned, I hate it, freak out. This was a Netflix just doubled its prices. A million people are about to cancel subscriptions freak out.
Exactly.
It looks like Instagram quickly realized they may have sabotaged their status as the hottest new social network. So yesterday, the co-founder wrote a blog post where he said he was clarifying the changes, but really he was backpedaling and fast. He wrote that Instagram does not own your photos. They may use them as part of an advertisement, but they are not going to sell your photos. I don't have a problem with them using them to advertise themselves.
Right.
You're using their service.
Right. That's fine.
Why not? They should be able to use your photos.
I take some cool pictures and put them on Instagram.
Yeah. I took a picture of highlighters, a blue and a pink one, with the cap switched around.
That was a nice picture.
It was a great photo.
Did you use the lo-fi for that? Or
yes,
you
did?
That was nice.
It was lo-fi.
Yeah. They have some new ones now for their filters, though.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, Facebook did buy Instagram earlier this year, and everyone worried that bad things were coming, and sure enough, two really bad changes hit this month. First, they stopped letting their photos show up on Twitter, and now they've changed their terms of service to be a little shadier. It may be time for some people to start making their photos look vintage somewhere else. There is another way to do that.
On your phone, most of them.
Well, not necessarily, but there's an app called FX Camera. Wes from Soulcrate was the guy who first told me about that one. That one's a great one.
That one's cool.
It doesn't have tons of filters, and the thing I like about it, though, is it doesn't turn them all into a square.
Oh, the square's okay.
Call me old school, but I don't like square pictures. I kind
of
like them to be...
It reminds me of a Polaroid.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
I took this one yesterday. Isn't that pretty?
Okay, yeah.
See, it's the evergreen tree in the back with the snow on it.
Would it be as pretty without the filter, though?
I don't know.
Because that's the only thing that bugs me about Instagram. People just go all filter crazy.
Awesome. No, I see a lot of people that'll still post stuff and put, like, no filter on there. They'll hashtag it, no filter.
Look, I'm so good at taking pictures with my phone, I didn't filter it.
There's my pretty flowers I got for my birthday.
Oh, the ones that you got late?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They forgot me.
Did that offend you?
A little. Because I was...
Where we work, you always get the guys usually get a plant, and the gals get either a plant or flowers on their birthday.
Yeah.
And every one of my plants is dead, even the cactus.
Nuh-uh. One's not, because I took it home.
Oh, yeah.
It's doing very well, thank you.
Oh, wait, there's another one that is still alive because Crash's girlfriend took it home.
So,
she saw it dying in my office.
That's what I did.
She just stole it.
I took it.
She rescued it from me.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to take this home and rescue it. So anyway, Friday.
Plant Protective Services came and got it out of my office.
Friday, I was like, well, where's my flowers? I got back from my remote. I figured my flowers would be there. I
wouldn't have missed them at all.
Well, but I knew that was the only flowers I was going to get for my birthday. Because I'm single, so nobody was going to send me flowers. So I was just like, where's my flowers at? I was looking forward to it. And then nothing. Later on, I got a phone call from Debbie, and she's like, I am so sorry. She goes, somehow you got took off the list for the birthdays. When I don't know if she's redoing the list or something. And she's like, I totally forgot. It's fixed. You'll have a Monday. So I got really pretty red roses and a really pretty like mirror colored vase. It's gorgeous.
If that would have happened to me, Debbie would have called down and said, yeah, I forgot to get you flowers.
Yeah, she's got that Boston accent.
No, it's Jersey.
Oh, is it Jersey?
She's from Jersey.
Oh, sorry. Aren't they close? So
do you want them or not? Tell me later. I got to get some coffee. She knew I wouldn't be offended, though. Yeah. So she was like,
I don't know if offended is the word. More just a little sad. I was just like expecting them and then they weren't there.
But hey, you wouldn't have gotten flowers yesterday.
That's true. But I would have already had them on my birthday then.
But you got flowers on a day you weren't supposed to get them.
That's true. And they're very pretty.
Come on, glass half full, Mel.
Yeah, they're very pretty. I'm not feeling very glass half full today.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling very glass half full today.
Well, you should.
I'm trying, but I'm not. I'll work on it.
Would it help if I brought back memories of your birthday?
No. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:22. You were still playing that?
Yeah.
That, by the way, your laptop is the most annoying speakers from this distance. Your old one was the same way, too.
I think it's because it goes more towards you. I don't know. Because I have a hard time hearing it sometimes.
Turn it around. Maybe that would help.
So I can't just watch the video?
No. If you're trying to hear it, is what I meant. You should just have a second set of cheap headphones.
Yeah, I know. So I can just plug them in and... It's a good idea.
My laptop speakers are so quiet that I can't hear them.
I know.
You've heard me try to play stuff on my laptop.
Yeah, and you're like...
And I'm like leaning down.
Inside the laptop.
Laptop speakers in general just suck.
I know. I don't know why, though, mine bother you so bad.
I think part of it, too, is the stuff that you play. And I'm not saying that to be critical. I'm just saying that the that thing had all this weird whistling and noises and and that kind of thing when you're not really when it's just background noise.
It was probably hard to listen to unless you actually could hear what he was saying.
Yeah, and it was a little annoying.
Just so you know, it's very cool, actually.
I'm sure it's very, very, very cool. So, did you know that alcohol is not the only thing that can give you a hangover?
Okay.
I know, weird, right?
Drugs?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Maybe a hard cheddar?
Cheese?
Yep.
Can give you a hangover.
Apparently, scientists now believe you can get actual hangovers from eating too much cheese. Other things that could also give you hangovers. Pickles.
Pickles?
Nuts.
What?
Meats. Or citrus fruit.
Everything I ate last night.
Yeah. I have eaten too many peanuts.
Okay.
Before, you know, sitting at a bar, I would have one beer and eat like a ton of peanuts.
Yeah.
And I have woke up the next morning with nasty hangovers.
Weird.
I know. Very weird. But after I read this, I'm like, that makes so much sense. I do not eat pickles. I don't eat citrus fruit.
I just had an orange.
I eat so much meat. Meat could never give me a hangover.
I had meat last night.
Yeah. Anyway, the theory is that some foods contain an organic chemical compound called tyramine. And when you have too much of it, it triggers a headache.
Huh.
Aged cheese, anything pickled, processed meats, and nuts all have very high levels of tyramine.
Processed meats, though, we're talking more like bologna and... lunch meat.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I had a London broil. It was delicious.
We had chicken cacciatore last night.
That sounds good, too.
It was pretty good. Although the smell in the house, she Crystal made it in the crock pot.
Yeah.
Yesterday, or started the chicken in the crock pot yesterday morning. It smelled like something Mexican.
Hmm.
Cooking. And I'm like, why are you making pasta? I was confused. I thought she was making her chicken tortilla soup.
Oh, but that it was sounds not good too.
It is very good.
Now I'm hungry for that. I'm hungry this morning.
And
I forgot my coffee and I'm still mad about it. Still sitting. I can see exactly
okay,
where it's
of
sitting.
The things that you would go home for. We know your laptop is not one of them.
Well, I was going to, but I didn't realize that I forgot it until I got here.
Yeah. Okay. We know your laptop is not one you would go back for.
I asked you if I should go back and get it, but we
and
made
I
it
said
work.
No because we were 20 minutes away from going on the air.
Plus,
you know, I mean, we could get away from being green for one day.
Yeah, that's
you could
true.
Just print out a bunch of paper.
I could have. Yeah,
one day, you know, you'd only kill one tree. your coffee. Well, you were crazy late this morning anyway. There's no way you were going back for your coffee.
No, but I wanted to, like, seriously wanted to.
I cream up the coffee that's here.
Oh, it's so gross.
The coffee here is not that bad. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's bitter tasting.
All coffee is bitter.
No, this is worse. It is terrible.
Okay.
My coffee tastes good.
Your cell phone.
I would have.
Even arriving as late as you did this morning?
I think I would have realized it sooner, though.
If you had forgotten your phone, you would have driven all the way back to Lenox
depends
and back?
On, depends on how where I realized
because round trip,
it.
That's like, what, a half hour?
Yeah, 35 minutes, 40 minutes. It depends on where I would have been at when I forgot it, when I realized I forgot it. A couple miles
let's say
or
you,
so?
Let's say you had gotten on the interstate.
Oh, then I probably wouldn't have gone back.
You wouldn't have.
No, I probably would have waited till after the show. And
I'm
then I
surprised. I'm surprised. I figured you would have gone back.
Not if I was on the interstate.
Hmm. There are two things I would have gone home for even really close to going on the air. One is my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Although, actually, I could go without it for the show.
I would have yesterday.
The one thing I could not go without is my glasses.
That would have been difficult, yeah.
And as stupid as it sounds, I have come off the interstate at Louise Avenue here. And realized I didn't have my glasses and turned around and gone home.
I almost did that this morning, too. I
can't
my makeup.
Read.
Yeah.
I would have to print everything out and hold it, you know, 4 inches in front of my face.
Well, I was doing my makeup this morning and I walk out of the bathroom, turn off the light, you know, and walk out. And I'm like,
why is everything so blurry?
It's like, it's a little blurry. And I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, oh, I didn't put my glasses
but
on.
That's one thing. When it's dark, you know, sometimes I don't. Turn
it's
on
harder
all the
to
light.
Tell.
When, yeah, I can't tell that I'm not wearing my glasses as easy when it's dark.
Right.
When the room's lit up, yeah. And if I don't look at anything that has any detail, if I don't turn the TV on in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
in the morning, which most mornings I do, but I don't always, that's usually when it'll trigger, oh, you don't have your glasses because there'll be something on the bottom of the screen.
That you can't read.
That I can't read. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I can't read.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be the big thing.
So yesterday I forgot my laptop. Today I forgot my coffee.
Yeah.
Not having a very good week here.
Another thing I would go home for.
What?
Belt.
A belt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've gone home before for your wallet.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go home if I had already gotten here.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't need it.
Yeah.
I would run. I went all day yesterday without it.
I'll be going to get coffee after we get off there.
Anyway, that was fascinating.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah,
I think everybody relates, though.
They
have mornings like that. I mean, I literally bring my luggage.
Yeah, you
to work.
Do look like you're unloading in a hotel room when you walk in the studio every morning.
I have my lunch bag. I have my computer.
Yeah.
And my purse.
We've got dirt coming up. It's 729, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Kansas City police released their reports on the murder-suicide involving Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher. It sounds like Belcher and his baby mama, Cassandra Perkins, were fighting a lot about money. Also, Belcher had a secret girlfriend, and not long before he murdered Perkins, he texted his girlfriend that he was going to shoot Perkins if she didn't leave him alone. There's a new trailer out for Smurfs 2. Yes, it's happening. It's going to hit theaters in July. I will post that for you as well. And word has it that Lil Wayne was involved in some sort of massive brawl with unknown individuals in a back backstage area after a concert in Los Angeles over the weekend. Wayne hasn't commented, but witnesses say punches were thrown, although no arrests were made. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Got to get you a number for The Vault. And that number today is...
96.
96. So, there's digit number two to crack The Vault. You get all three on Friday, you'll win a $50 party tab to The Vault. Okay, so we did not get a winner in the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash. It will go up to...
90.
No, 90.
Oh, 90.
90 tomorrow.
Okay. Was it a little easier today? This time? Like, it wasn't
yeah,
bad for
yeah,
the first
yeah,
time?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Much better than the last
one. Okay, good. I'm
without
glad.
A doubt.
There are a couple old school songs in there.
There was
though.
One really old one in there.
But I think that you can pick it out, though.
Oh, it's probably the easiest one to pick out
yeah.
if you know it.
Yeah. So that's why I was trying to make it pretty easy to pick out.
But that one, you might have to be about 30
our
to
age?
Recognize.
Yeah.
I would say 30 on the low end.
Yeah, probably.
To remember that one. At least remember when it was out.
Yeah. Such a good song, though.
Maybe 28, but it is a good song.
Love
actually,
it.
That album was pretty good, too.
I don't know.
Not
if I
the EP.
To...
There was an EP, but then their next full album was better than you would think for an 80s rock album or 90s. So I came really close to giving it away without giving it away.
You almost did.
I did give one pretty big clue if you're a hardcore music fan.
Yeah.
From that era.
Okay.
A couple of texts I want to hit here real quick. When I was talking about the button in our old car that could go from miles to kilometers per hour.
Yeah.
Someone did the math for me. 80 miles an hour is 130 kilometers per hour.
Oh, holy
Thank
cow.
You.
Yeah, that would freak somebody out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another text that says, don't feel bad. I forgot my glasses in Sioux Falls today and I work in Brookings.
Uh-oh.
That would suck.
I hope you're able to see while you're driving.
I hope you're not completely blind. That would not be fun.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, I would be late for the show to get my glasses.
If you were that blind or if you were... Or
the
you
thing is,
I'm
never that late where I couldn't get home and back in time.
Yeah. Well, and you live pretty close.
Not far. No, it's about an 8-minute drive. But anyway, so
I have
you
a story.
Have... Yes. Now, you warned me earlier that I was not going to like this.
No, I don't think you're going to like it at all.
Okay.
A friend of mine, she's in her 30s, and she's been dating this guy for about 2.5 months. And so they're kind of, you know, they're at that point where they would be definitely exchanging Christmas presents, but nothing extravagant, you know, just something small. And he told her that he wanted, like, a video game, like Halo or Black Ops or Assassin's Creed, one of those video games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the next day she broke up with him. And the reason being is...
Over that?
Listen, though. It makes complete sense. I totally understand what she's saying. She said, I'm in my 30s. I want somebody that I can settle down with, not some guy acting like a teenager playing video games all day. I totally get what she's saying.
Oh, I totally get it if the girl is incredibly shallow. Yeah.
How is that shallow?
I get it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How are you pulling that out of your butt? Shallow?
I am not.
That doesn't make her
He's
shallow.
Not allowed to have a hobby?
Really?
He's not allowed to have a hobby.
Video games?
If it wasn't a big deal to her before this, he's not playing them all day long.
They've only been together 2.5 months.
Okay.
Okay.
So...
But she wants somebody to settle down with, not somebody
okay.
that is juvenile so
just because,
to be playing video games
Just
all day.
Because he plays video games, he isn't settled down material?
Not usually in the eyes of a woman.
I play video games. My wife married me.
I know you do.
But I don't play them all day long. I think just because he asked for that for Christmas and that's why she broke up with him, that's shallow.
I don't think that's shallow.
That is incredibly shallow.
That's not shallow at all. Makes complete sense.
That's like a guy breaking up with a girl because she spends half her day on Facebook.
No.
It's pretty much the same thing.
That's not even comparable.
Yes, it is.
No.
Okay. So, is it...
But her other thing is that she wants somebody that has the same goals in her life. That's not necessarily...
How does he not have the same... Well, then he was already flawed to begin with.
Oh, maybe.
Was she thinking about breaking up with him before this?
She didn't say anything. She just... I think maybe if she was thinking about it, this was probably... What
Okay, if she was already not really totally digging him anyway, and that was the final straw, that's fine.
She was ready to buy him a Christmas present.
Well, yeah. And that's not an extremely expensive one.
No.
I mean, $60 on the high end.
Right, that's it. Not, you know, buy a Christmas present for each other, but not extravagant.
Okay, so he asked for a video game, and she breaks up with him.
Because they are not on the same page.
Okay. Or someone is like, when are you going to propose?
No.
You gonna get a ring?
Not after two and a half
months. Oh, you want a
video
game? Oh, okay. Well, then.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's not it at all.
Okay, so here's how we should phrase this.
Okay.
Is she incredibly shallow for breaking up with him over his interest in video games?
No.
361-5557. What? How should it be phrased differently?
If you end a relationship because of the gift they wanted.
That's not the big question here.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it could be either or. Either question. If you ended a relationship because of the gift someone wanted, I think we're going to get... the opinions are going to come from her breaking up over a video game, though.
I know.
That's the better question.
I mean, she completely lost interest in it.
Answer whatever you want to. 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, good morning. We are going to top out at, 30 today. Got a chance of snow. I got a text here that says, completely agree with Andy.
Whatever.
My husband and I are both 30, have jobs, kids, a house, pay our bills, and play video games. My husband more than me. Are we not settled down material?
I think it depends on how much you play.
Mel and I were talking, and I said, you said, like, what, if you play every day, that's ridiculous. And I said, I don't play every day, but in the afternoon when I get home from work, I have an hour or two to just kind of unwind, relax, do whatever I want. And
a lot of times I
will play video games.
Something better you could do, like a project around the house or clean or something.
And I do usually take care of emptying the dishwasher or doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I said, I rarely play more than an hour in one day. And you were like, an hour?
I don't know. I look at an hour and I'm like, that's something I could do with my kids or.
Well, it takes an hour to play a game of Madden.
Okay.
oh, let's see here. Heather's on the phone. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, which question do you want to answer, mine or Mel's?
Yours. I feel she is very shallow. I actually had a boyfriend that played video games and made time for me. So, to me, I feel, you know, if he can make time for the girl that he's with and he likes to play video games, it should be okay. A video game, like you said, only costs $60 at the most, and it's a hobby. You know, they're allowed to have hobbies. We have hobbies.
But there are some women who don't think that playing video games qualifies as a hobby for an adult man.
I don't think it is.
But it is. We shop, Mel. We go shopping. That's our hobby.
I wouldn't consider that a hobby.
We don't understand the stupid crap you guys like to do.
I don't consider shopping a hobby. If I go shopping,
it is for some women.
For some women, yeah. It is, but not for me. It's for me. There's a purpose. If I'm
going
shopping,
right.
there's
a purpose.
Purpose.
But it is a hobby for a lot of us.
For some women, yes,
yeah.
But I wouldn't. To me, I wouldn't consider that.
Right.
I think sitting around playing video games all day when you're 30 is, you know, if you're 20 and you want to play video games. Sure.
But we did it when we were 20. Why would we not want to still do it a little bit when we're 30?
You grow up.
No.
When we have free time?
I agree with you, Andy. Yep.
You have kids and a wife.
Yeah, that's why I don't play nearly as much as I did when I was in my 20s.
How would you have free time to play video games?
I don't really have much free time to play video games.
What is your argument?
All I'm saying is she's breaking up with him over that. That's stupid.
She lost all interest in him once he said that.
That's ridiculous. Thank you for the call, Heather.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just kind of think this is a silly reason to break up with somebody. I got a text here that said, did she have a discussion with him before breaking up? I'm female, and that is shallow. If she was thinking about it beforehand, she shouldn't have asked about Christmas gifts.
Once she asked what for some ideas, he said the video games, she lost complete and total interest in him.
So she didn't have a discussion of any kind or anything?
No, she just... immediately was like, I'm just not interested in this guy anymore. Like it, and you know, maybe it's just because she's like me and not a gamer.
Okay. I got another text here that says, my husband asked for games for 3 of the last 5 years. The guy I dated before him was obsessed with video games, would put them down if I was even over. But my husband is responsible with, or I think she meant to say would not put them down even if I, even when I was over.
Yeah, I think that's what, yeah.
I think she missed a word. But my husband is responsible with his video games, playing them when I'm not around or doing other things. He will wake up early, start a load of laundry, and then pop in a game while I'm still sleeping. That's why I have no reservations about buying them for him, but would have refused for my ex. I think it depends on the guy, you know? I mean, just because he, the fact that he plays video games, there's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. If he does it too much, I'm with you, you know?
I think I've just, because most of the gamers are obsessed.
Well, your definition of obsessed and mine is very different.
No.
Because to you, I'm probably obsessed because I will play 1 hour a day.
I don't feel that you are as much as you used to be.
Well, a second kid changed that a lot, too.
Yeah.
Especially when he got mobile.
Yeah.
But I mean, even still, on the weekends when Crystal's working, Jackie's watching one of her shows or she's playing upstairs and Rockley's a lot easier to contain in the basement anyway,
because
it's just one smaller room instead of the entire upstairs.
Right.
When God knows what he's getting into. And he's so stealthy on top of it. But it's just easier to contain him. So I'll sit down there and I'll be playing a game and then he'll come up and play with me and I put it down and play with him. You know, if he's not interested in playing with me, then I'll play the game. You know, but if he wants to play with me, I play with him.
Okay.
You know. I mean, it's not like I ignore him because we're in the fourth quarter, you know.
Right.
It's not like that. More of your calls and texts are coming up. It's 8 o'clock, Hot 104.7.
Need an auto.
Hot 104.7.com.